This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
After COVID and in a rocky economy, many of us don't socialize as much. We have online friends, a group that we've grown to trust over time. It keeps us socially connected. But what if virtual friends are almost all artificial? Boys and girls, it is time to talk about AI swarms and newly emerging societies. Dr. Daniel Schroeder is lead author of the new paper, How Malicious AI Swarms Can Threaten Democracy. The paper has 21 co-authors, many of them names in the field. Daniel is a research scientist and associate professor at SINTEF, one of Europe's largest independent research organizations. From Oslo, Norway, Daniel Schroeder, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
What is an AI swarm?
I try to answer this question by giving a little bit of a historical background. So back in the days when I started to do my PhD around 2018, I had a chance to investigate some of the data and correspondence that was created by bots at that time, mainly from the 2016 Trump election. And it turned out that these bots were rather repetitive, simple social media accounts that would repeat same messages again and again, not mimicking human behavior accurately. So they would post at night, post hundreds of times a day, were rather easy to detect. And we believe that with the latest frontier in particular AI technologies, large language models, but also everything that comes after that, these bots are rather sophisticated, actually capable of producing messages that are indistinguishable from human messages. But not only that, they can mimic behavior, they can post when regular human posts, they can sleep when regular human sleep, and they can convince, so they can actually understand what a human is posting or communicating, and develop a strategy based on the mindset of the human under attack. And this is just a sophisticated bot, but we go one step beyond. So we claim that the latest frontier in technology is not only capable of producing bots with the capabilities I just explained, but they would collaborate in doing so, meaning they could talk in hidden chats, discuss strategies, exploit and analyze psychological properties based on a user's profile and communication patterns, and attack, and this is a particular important, over extended period of time with very latent convincing messages from all angles and all sides of the network. So it's not one conversation with a particular bot, but there might be a bot from, let's say, I like basketball and I like skiing. So there might be a bot from the skiing as well as from the basketball community that try to convince me, but secretly collaborate. And that is a new thing. So this is what we claimed AI swarms are, or are more than traditional bots.
Well, let's look under the hood a bit. When we use free artificial intelligence, like Gemini pops up in Chrome when I do a search these days, the AI does not seem to remember questions and answers I asked it yesterday. Talk to us about the importance of persistent identities and memory in new AI personalities.
Yeah, that's actually a topic under research, but there has been quite a bit of research. If I remember right, and you can correct me if you know otherwise, these first papers about simulacra of AI agent appeared around 2023. So these were agents completely backed by large language model, and I remember a Stanford paper in particular that became very famous at times. And the idea there is that there are parts of a personality that are more static, let's say my name or my age, right, that never changes or very seldomly, but also parts of a personality that are rather easy to change or super easy to change, something like political attitude may take a while, but convincing me that something is happening from something I didn't know before that is happening like this, right? I can't come up with a particular example. It might not take that much of a time. So these agents will reflect on the state in every tick of a simulation, so to speak, and incorporate the newly achieved actions into what they are over periods of time. So this obviously needs a lot of AI inference as well, because practically after each time step or each interaction with an environment or another agent, one has to reflect and incorporate that based on what it is now. But this is practically the approach simplified.
Well, they have a chance to do thousands of sort of A-B tests. They try this, they try that, and keep honing their skills. Do you think the average person will be able to figure out who is real online and who is not?
I think that is very, very difficult, and it's already very difficult, right? So when I scroll down my LinkedIn feed, for example, I see a lot of generated messages. It's not only agents or bots that would post them, but it's also humans that use large language models and similar technologies in order to create their posts. So I believe it is not possible at all to differentiate them or to actually detect them based on their content. So we claim and we ask in that paper for building research capabilities, in particular in simulation, that allow us to understand the strategy that will emerge from the collaborative patterns of these bots in order to detect their behavior rather than the content they produce.
Yes, well, in just a few minutes, I'm going to be asking you some questions about possible defenses for all this. In the meantime, companies will use AI swarms to sell us products, won't they? Is that already happening?
So I believe this is totally happening. That's a rather risky claim, but I would say at least to some degree, mis- and disinformation research and marketing has some overlap, right? So at the end, it's about convincing a person that a particular statement is true or not true, or that a particular product is worth buying or not. So I totally believe that, and I totally believe that marketing campaigns become more sophisticated and more intelligent.
And your group sees a big step in the hidden coordination between multiple fake persons. Why is that important, and how would that work?
So we are about to figure that out. It's important because you could have bots that see different parts of the network, and you could have bots that explore different psychological properties or properties of a human and negotiate in order to create a profile. But not only that, they could also understand the network and topology of a network in a coordinated fashion, meaning they could make decisions like attacking a particular central person. So central in the language of complex networks means just a person that has a rather large influence instead of attacking 1,000 people. So coordination is important to understand networks as well as infer psychological properties of a person, as well as attacking from different angles and develop strategies.
And we'll probably, help them out and cooperate with their analysis of ourselves and be pleased when they recognize great things about us.
Yes, I would guess so. So LLMs already do that, right? So, some of them are rather, there's a German saying, just like put honey around another person's mouth, right? So LLMs really do that, and they cheer to the users and make them believe that what they typed into them is rather sophisticated and advanced.
There's been some sad stories about that where an LLM has encouraged somebody to go ahead and publish their book about their great new medical idea, which is garbage, really. All right. Now, as you mentioned in the past, researchers could analyze prolific bot campaigns, say around election time, and trace it back to the source eventually, which might be like the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, Russia. Now you suggest a new capability. Maybe groups of artificial personalities are so adaptive and context-ready that they could become separated somewhat from their source and gain their own independence. Talk to us about the differences between old-school command-and-control campaigns and the new emergent hive behavior.
Yeah, it's a little bit connected to what I said in the beginning. So these copy-paste campaigns were bots that were rather repetitive, sometimes backed by humans. So there would be one human operator that read a handful or maybe several handful of bots manually or semi-automated, while these new bots are backed by the latest frontier AI technologies and are rather independent and know what to do, develop strategies, adjust, and infer this particular important profiles from other participants in a social network, let's say. On top of that, we claimed that these new bots are not only social media accounts, but they were rather, or are rather, actual personalities that use several accounts and different in the social media platform, maybe a bot, maybe a telephone, so make them really indistinguishable from actual humans.
I cover the worst possibilities of climate change on this program, and I don't scare easily, but this sentence from your new paper horrified me, quote, agents can use systems that map social network structures at scale and infiltrate vulnerable communities with tailored appeals, winning followers, end quote. Vulnerable communities, I think of people seeking cures for diseases, people with mental health difficulties, disabled folks, LGBTQ teens maybe, single dad seniors. Most of us are vulnerable in one way or another, and it sounds like we are about to be plucked by AI swarms. Your thoughts, Daniel?
Yes, and I think my answer to that is a twofold, right? So you're absolutely right, a vulnerability can be anything. And we claim that these new bots coordinate in a manner that they would build a strategy around this weakness or vulnerability in order to convince you. Right? That is one side. On the other side, I don't want to sound very alarmist, right? So AI as a technology can also help to strengthen democracy, can also help to strengthen detection or make networks more resilient. So I think we see this like loop of developments where one, like the bad side kind of influences the good side and the other way around. However, I think we as researchers should point to the potential risk and explore and understand that in order to develop these countermeasurements.
Will AI swarms be used to scam money and perhaps become a self-financing rogue entity, or is that just science fiction still?
That's a very interesting question. I did not think about that too much, but as far as I understood, there are already bots that trade, right? I would say when you extrapolate and the development of AI technologies, not just large language models or the state-of-the-art technology, but everything beyond that becomes smarter and smarter, I would say it's totally possible.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.
Alex returns with Dr. Daniel Schroeder, lead author of the new paper, How Malicious AI Swarms Can Threaten Democracy.
In December 2016, a man from North Carolina attacked the Comet Ping Pong Pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C. He fired an assault rifle. He was trying to self-investigate, he said, the false conspiracy theory of child sex trafficking in the basement there. Where does that fit in your theories of online dangers enhanced by artificial intelligence? I mean, could this lead to violence?
I think yes. So in my PhD, I looked into a particular phenomenon called digital wildfires. And this was defined by the as a conspiracy theories that would lead to real-world consequences in a short amount of time. So that's the gist of this definition. So you spread something that is so severe and potentially dangerous that people take action immediately. And I investigated this COVID-19 and 5G conspiracy theories, or digital wildfires in particular. It was claims about COVID-19 is in some way or the other connected to the radiation emitted by 5G towers. There were like several sub-narratives, and people actually started to go out and burn down these towers. And I think the only difference was that back then these false claims and conspiracy theories emerged from real humans. But I don't see any problem why a sophisticated or more sophisticated bot should not be able to spread the seeds that grow into that kind of real-world harm.
Again, your group foresees new societies, and I have that in quotes, unfamiliar to humans. Reading from your paper, this quote, "If these agent swarms evolve into loosely governed societies with internal norm formation and division of labor, the challenge shifts from tracing commands to understanding emergent group cognition. These societies may undergo spontaneous or adversarially induced norm shifts, abandoning engineered constraints for new behavior patterns through tipping point effects," end quote. So this isn't just a bot, as we said, and it isn't sort of Grok taking over, but it's groups of AI agents fully disguised as humans, on the loose, and possibly in no one's control? Is that possible?
I don't know if you really say in no one's control, but we claimed that a group of these more sophisticated bots in collaboration could, or like from a group of that sophisticated bots that work together and are somehow connected, even more complex behavior can emerge, which might be independent and not controllable anymore. So this is rather something that lies rather in the future, but we're afraid that this can happen. So there's a lot of research on synthetic AI population these days. So people try to simulate societies. And when you again extrapolate the progress of AI, and under the assumption that, I know it's a very difficult claim, but under the assumption that these bots became, and I on purpose use not the word intelligent, but maybe smarter and smarter and more human-like and human-like, I think it's natural to assume that complex behavior similar to the one in an actual society could emerge.
We don't want governments to tell us what to think, but do you think there are positive uses for AI swarms?
As I said before, we think that AI can be used for a lot of good things, right? One could imagine that it changes the building blocks of how a social network is built, for example. One could imagine good agents, good swarms that would inform and fact check. These are just some possibilities of good usage of AI. And again, that has to be researched and investigated, but it doesn't lower the potential risk that comes with eventual misuse of malicious swarms.
Yes, well, given the speed and the multiplicity of AI creations, maybe it's possible only another AI could operate defenses for a person or a company or a government.
So this is what I assume. So when you look into how deep AIs these days are embedded into some of these online social media platforms, for example, X has this Grok integration, very deeply penetrating the building blocks of the X platform. I would assume that at one point this is necessary in order to prevent malicious use.
And in your group's discussion of defense and solutions when it comes to defending against hostile AI swarms, please outline how you think an influence observatory could help.
Yeah, so this was an idea that is very much grounded in the realization that has happened with hacker attacks in computer science and on computer infrastructure. So just this idea that you can just stop them or prevent them to a certain degree, and that things will be hacked, we are just to accept that, right? So what happened in the recent years, let's say, so past decade, that prevention shifted more and more from making systems more resilient and less vulnerable to we try to inform those that were under attack as fast as possible. So my iPhone tells me when my bank account is corrupted or when somebody affects the identity management of my bank and asks me to change my password. So an observatory is exactly the same idea. Could we work together as researchers with online social networks and policymakers? And this is important, not a central structure, but more a distributed network in order to identify, to detect these malicious AI swarm attacks and to investigate them and inform those that were attacked, maybe with counter statements, maybe just with information that they were under attack.
It seems like government regulations are always going to be behind actual developments. You suggest demonetizing AI creations and reduce their ranking in the algorithms. Do you think that will help?
Yes, so I think that helps, but I don't have an answer to how to do that exactly. So this claim is very much, or this proposal is very much derived from the idea that these things should not pay off for somebody who is actually deploying these AI swarms. But I don't have a concrete idea of how to realize that. There is an interesting paper from Sander von der Linden recently, and also a science publication that explains the economy behind this and disinformation. I recommend everybody to read that and to maybe think about how to stop monetization.
Great. Send the link. I'll put it up in my blog. Everybody can get it. So yeah. Why is your experts group warning democracy itself is at risk from AI swarms?
So I think this answer is probably twofold. On the one hand, we believe that these swarms could produce something like a synthetic consent. Right? So imagine you're in a group and everybody around you has a particular opinion about a particular thing. You're more likely to shift your ideas and your mental model towards what's happening around you. I think this is one point. The other point is that obviously polarization and fragmentation can also be strengthened and can also emerge from these bot attacks, right? So instead of having a healthy majority democratic opinion, so to speak, these bots could polarize and build fragmentation.
Well, a key American election will be held this fall. Are AI swarms far enough along to play a part in persuading voters?
Yeah, so this is very difficult to say for us. So while there are already companies that offer AI swarm-like applications, I think there's DoubleSpeed in the US and I forgot, I can also send you the article, a Chinese company that offers similar services. And while we see a lot of artificial created content in online social media platforms, it's rather difficult to detect to which degree these bots are collaborating. So I would assume there are already collaborating networks and there's test settings deployed, but it's very, very hard to predict. And currently we do not prove, at least not to the degree of sophistication we claim in the paper could emerge in the upcoming years.
Daniel, what are you working on next?
I think my research agenda is very much focused on exactly that topic, at least for the next 2 years. So we actually try to build these AI swarms now in a sandbox lab settings to see which strategies emerge from letting these bots collaborate, to test to which degrees the state-of-the-art language model are actually capable of convincing other people that a conspiracy might be true, things like that, and to test to which degree we can change the building block of an online social network, things like the recommender algorithms, in order to make the platform itself more resilient and immune against this type of attacks. This is my research agenda for the next 2 years.
From the Smart Data Group at SINTEF, we've been speaking with research scientist Daniel T. Schroeder. He leads the paper, How Malicious AI Swarms Can Threaten Democracy. Find out more about this in my show blog, including some links we talked about, Wednesdays at ecoshock.org. Daniel, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock.